Okay.
So tell me, the 24958 is after you've written some checks that just haven't cleared? Is that the difference?
Yeah. And then list of checks is on the next page. To bring it up to that number. Those for OLE are in the future. The next two pages coming up. And up with the other accounts.
I've tried for a week to get an estimate on that Kubota, but Danny has never got back with me on it. Totally might not get paid.
So is the 3800 the window?
No. The 3800, is that to me?
Mm-hmm.
That was the road grading. The windows.
You need to add that onto this actual limb over here. You don't have it in this actual, do you?
It should be in there.
Okay.
That's my question.
Yeah, because you look at this figure right there. It's basically the same. Your net income is $25,000. So it's all in there. So it's close to the $24,900. Blue Ox, what's that?
That's
Allen's DD.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. So he squared away for the year then?
No.
Well, no, we are waiting to find out what the average sales price on the cows are for November. We're charging him whatever the auction average or whatever. So our trade sale, he's paid up for the work he did, and now we're trading.
Watch out.
He took cows for the road grader repair, hauling the Kubota in, hauling the grader in and back out, and some of the other work he's done. Ole's got the number of cows sold and the weight, but he's waiting to see what the price is to settle that out. And Alan is kind of anxious. He thinks he's going to end up still owing us more for cows, so he keeps calling me every day to say, what more can I do? What does the ranch want? Where can I work here or there? And,
I mean, there's always another year. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I've just been saying, though. There's always plenty to do, but I don't want to just go create something to do.
To square off a bill.
Just immediately as I head over to Nina, I called us.
Roll it over to next year.
Yeah, there's no problem. I don't see no problem with that.
He called me this morning and was hauling some more culverts out there that he's leaving there at the gravel pit that are either available to members to buy and put in for driveways or to the ranch for different locations. Good morning, Sunshine.
How are you?
Very good.
If any of you guys have had my morning, you'd be crying like 10-year-old schoolgirls.
Oh, no.
My family.
Somebody driving an old Dodge pickup should be having all kinds of problems.
Yeah. My violin, I left home.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess for the recording purposes, this is our budget session. I can't remember the date. What's the date?
It's the 17th.
November 17th. Board members present: John Southwick, Don Cox, Taylor Button, Larry Clarkson, Secretary Linda Alderman, and Brent Fulmer's here, Barbara Button's here, and Linda Shelton representing Foley. You're better looking.
Thank you.
And even if you don't think you'd do better on the trail rides than him, you'd probably get by. Okay, we don't really have an agenda for this meeting other than working out the 2008 budget. So you budgeters, you money number people.
I have never run a budget meeting, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing.
Linda, on the Jensen oil check, is it split between diesel and...
Not that one.
So that one went to what?
The one that I just did, that one is just unleaded gas.
Gasoline?
Yeah.
It was 100% gasoline, no diesel in it.
Right. You mean the bill? Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it all went to auto expense, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we really don't have any diesel.
That's what Ollie said.
We may need to get some because we don't have... I don't know that there's...
Where did we use all the diesel for this year? I mean, you graded roads.
I graded roads with my little grader, and I just hauled out my own fuel.
That's what I'm saying, and the Kubota wasn't ran, so where did the diesel go?
Well, the grader didn't run.
We were using Ole's pickup for the longest time while we were waiting for the other truck to come, and that's where most of it went. They were giving him an expense and letting him use fuel to run his truck because we didn't have a ranch truck to do anything with for how many months?
Many.
$10,000 or $9,000.
June or something.
Is that how much the last delivery?
$9,000
worth of fuel.
It's on here.
And we didn't use the grader and the Kubota. That's my concern. Because they're, you know,
well, I wonder.
I mean, in the past years, that's even a lot, even when we were doing all that road work.
Well, and I wonder if that's accurate, because when was the last time we delivered fuel?
We had fuel delivered in the
last
we had fuel
December.
In yeah, and then we had some delivered in the spring.
Diesel fuel, or just gas?
Both, a little of both. And we actually have 3/4 of a tank of diesel in the big tank.
The overhead tank. Out by the generator.
Out by the generator. We got 3/4 of a tank out there.
Is that in the same category?
Well,
do
yeah.
we generate
fuel. Diesel fuel should be the big tank out there that runs the generator and the stuff that goes through the grader and everything. It's just non-road diesel fuel. But in past years, every year, I mean, the most expensive year was $5,000, and that was in 2005 when we spread miles and miles of road gravel. You know? So
we're over budget.
We're like almost
$200.
Well, we're more than twice now.
And I'm diesel fuel. I'm saying, where is the diesel fuel? And left that account. Is there something that's been put into that account that's not diesel fuel?
No, that's fuel. That's fuel. That's all I put in that account.
So we've purchased every single dollar of fuel for his truck then for the whole year.
As far as I know, just during the time that he was running it. I'm a little blown away. I think it's way more than... do we have an accounting for the amount of gallons we've used as compared to the just price?
Well, just what the Jenkins bill would be. I didn't bring that with me.
Okay, the reason I ask is because, you know, a lot of this, or at least part of this, can be attributed to the increase in cost.
Well, it can, but it hasn't gone that much.
No, I know.
At $3 a gallon, which it shouldn't have,
barely hit $3.
In June, it was $3.05 for the gasoline and $2.90-something for the diesel.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
So $3. Because there's no tax on that on the road.
And this last load.
On road.
This last load was less.
That's over, you know, way over 3,000 gallons.
And this last load was not diesel at all.
There was no diesel at all.
So we got diesel in June, and we got diesel the beginning of the year.
I don't remember when. I know we got it last fall, and then we got it. I thought we got
it. Linda, I gave you that list. Where was that list?
I can't remember if it was in June or not. I'm assuming it was.
I just looked this all up for Linda.
We've only taken one delivery this year.
What's that?
We've only taken one delivery for fuel this year.
Two.
But no diesel on this last one. We'd have 3/4 of a tank of diesel out there in the big tank.
And that's a 500 gallons.
It's 1,000 gallons.
That's 1,000 gallons.
So 3/4 would be 750 times $3.
That's actually not quite, because we got it on its tilt, so you don't get it.
That's full capacity. Well, 700, that's $2,100 worth of diesel.
Right, yeah.
But that's still way...
But you're dipping out of the same tank, right? The generator, and then get there.
The generator hasn't been ran any extra, I don't know.
It's not been run a whole lot, I don't think.
No, he's been very conservative.
The generator comes... the generator, we fill the generator tank up, and then the 200-gallon tank that's out in the headquarters yard, that's what we use to put in the Kubota and put it in the grader right there. We have a hand pump on the big tank that we, when the little one runs out.
The bill that you got the fuel from down here, did it get paid out of the same account by any chance? How did you reverse for all the fuel you used?
That's part of that $3,800.
You just supplied your
right,
fuel.
Yeah. I hauled my own fuel.
So
that's not in there at all.
Well, if you want accountability, do you want him to start signing that, or whoever gets in there to start writing down gallons that are taken out? Is there any kind of a system there?
Are they doing that on the gasoline? So they're not keeping that record that you and I had, Grant?
No. And, you know, we put the, you know, we have a meter on the gasoline
tank. On the gas
tank.
Pump only, but not...
Grant and I had it to the tenth of a... He
yeah.
Was, oh, particular, he had it to the tenth of a gallon accounted for.
And I don't think it would be all that difficult to put a meter on the diesel, too.
It shouldn't really have to be on that. You wouldn't think you'd have to on that on road.
Yeah, but if you're exceeding
something,
over...
Something's going wrong there.
Is the are there locks on that tank?
Yeah.
No. Well, there is, but we haven't locked it. You know.
Okay, what do we have? At the well, we have a 1,000-gallon tank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then down at the Corrales, that's probably, what is that?
But there's a leak up the way, so you can only fill about 200, 250, right?
Right.
It'll start seeping.
We usually put 200 gallons in that tank.
I'm still just not figuring out how we get to 9,000. If we delivered fuel...
We delivered fuel in December. It was full, pretty well full. Or it might have been...
And so that shouldn't... That amount shouldn't reflect on here at all.
Right.
Right, but he started out with a full tank. If it was late enough in December, it could have. If we had the printout, we'd know.
So that... That
no, I mean, of the itemized account, when were the checks wrote out for the $9,000?
Well, I didn't bring anything for last year.
Well, no, for this year. If you had this year's, it would show, is there a check paid in January?
To Jenkins Oil.
Jenkins Oil.
No.
Okay, so that answer that. No. So that means all that's got to be bought this year. So you've had to have bought more than just one month.
Yeah, that just doesn't make
sense. So in a sense, we've gone through 9,000 plus... The load we just dropped in just before.
But even if it was a full tank, Linda, at $3,000 for 1,000 gallons, that's only $3,000. Where did the other two times it got filled up go? You see what I'm saying? There's just no way. Something's wrong.
Well, there's fuel in that fuel amount, too. That's, I mean, unleaded in that fuel amount also. It's
it
not all diesel.
That's not, it's supposed to be on the auto expense. That's all non-road.
Oh, I did. No, I put all the fuel on that. I'm
no
sorry.
Wonder. That makes sense. Okay. That explains it. I just something is way wrong.
If I had put that fuel on the auto expense, which is also over the top, then no, I put all the fuel under fuel.
This is, fuel has got to be just diesel. Nothing
else. Okay.
Okay.
My bad.
There's your answer.
I don't know.
I can tell you something was wrong.
I don't know if we need that. Just add another list category to the...
No, because you know what? You need it to stay the same so you can compare year after year after year. When you start adding all these things,
you're... So I can go back and correct that because I have that on the itemized list. Yeah, I can.
Put in our auto expense.
That sends our auto expense.
Well, you can sub under auto. Make a subcategory under auto.
Yeah.
For gasoline.
Right.
But keep it in the same...
In the auto one. Well, I didn't realize that. My fault. Sorry. When you said auto, I... Okay. I should have...
Okay, so one thing we need to do is go back and separate out actual diesel. What was delivered to the well generator tank, and how much, you know,
and the overhead.
And how much...
I think what we got... When we got our June delivery mm-hmm. of diesel, we had that filled the 200-gallon tank, and then that topped off the 1,000-gallon tank. And the 1,000-gallon tank is still three-quarters full, once again, based on the fact it's on a little bit of an incline, and the 200-gallon tank is empty. So if you look at the generator use, which is 3 gallons an hour when it's pumping, and you know, and we could go back and start looking at the hours... You know, it'd be pretty easy to actually take look at the hour meter and, you know, just keep, you know, all we have to do is start keeping a little bit of records and we could account for every single drop. It's not that hard.
Well, this solves the whole question because I just knew there was no way 9,000 gallons worth of
fish. Let's hope
not. Yeah. So.
I tend to cause these crises once in a while. I'm sorry.
But I think it's important that we create a system so that we know,
I got it down to
you know, where that's going in and can keep a better idea of it.
Before the end of the year. I can do that because it's all in the records. I just didn't, okay. It just would feel.
So like an auto expense, if you guys want to do it that way, you can go in there and auto expense and you can sub under auto. And you can have like you do under your donations and stuff. See how you look up there at the donations you got?
Yes, yeah.
And it's subbed underneath there. So you have auto, so you just have gasoline. But make sure you put gasoline so you don't just put
fuel,
because if you put fuel, it gets confusing.
Okay, you don't think, I was thinking I should put that subheading under fuel, but not
no.
It shouldn't
no.
Be,
no.
Be under
it's
auto.
It's an auto expense.
Okay.
So it needs to go under gasoline, and it could be set under auto, and then you need to have, like, repairs or new vehicle purchases or whatever we're doing so that we
lots
can...
Lots of different things, you're right.
You know.
Okay. It's all on the register on the explanation part, but I didn't have a separate heading for it in the account, so I didn't do that. Okay. Under auto expenses. Gasoline. Will we have... Okay.
So can we go back and back out of this $9,200
yes, yeah,
on road
yes.
fuel?
Yeah, it's real easy.
What should come out of
there? The computer will complain, but I can do that, no problem.
Okay.
Look at the couple then, receipts.
Then we'll have a true reading of how much we spent on non-road diesel.
Yeah. And then, okay, on auto expense, if that has no gasoline in it,
it doesn't.
What is it? So that was when I was asking you to bring a detailed on. Did you
okay.
Get detailed on that one?
Not on that one. No, on the automobile we bought the, that was just a dollar though, but there was some fixing up to do on the van. We've ended up getting tires for those, which cost us about $120. And then all of the auto repairs that we've done and things on.
Does that also have the purchase of the van in it?
It's just
no,
a dollar.
The van
was donated.
Well, we purchased
it
for $1.
Does it have the
sale
the
of
new
the
truck?
Yes, it has the new
that's
truck on it.
Yeah,
the red
yeah,
one.
The truck. The one more.
That's all. Everything that's auto is in there. Again, no subheadings. But I can put those, I can itemize those down in the budget if we need to.
But the auto should really be...
Well, anything that's going to really throw it off, you know, Linda,
it's
something
it's
you're going to have year after year,
year so
it needs to be somehow broken out so that you
okay.
Can see it. Otherwise, you look at this and you're going, whoa, we're way over budget. But then you think,
exactly.
Well, now this next year we better budget $12,000 because look what we used this year. But that's not true.
No, we bought a vehicle. We fixed, we did a lot
how much
of
was that purchase repairs. On the truck?
What did we pay for the truck?
We paid $4,000 for the truck, and we paid
how much for the tow?
Well, that was
we're probably into that truck about $7,500.
Yeah, no,
we still haven't got a truck, huh?
Yeah. Well,
it was $4,000 to Moriarty's,
right? And then the delivery charge was around $900, and then when we got it here, we needed to put four new tires on the back. You know, Mike did the swap for the truck, the old GMC,
for the
rotor work, which he figured was, he did about $1,000 worth of work for the truck that we gave him, with the bad engine in it. And so, let's see, those tires were about $200 a piece, so that's about $800 there. The shipping charge was somewhere around $800, you know.
It was nine, wasn't it?
$900. And then the truck itself was $4,000. And
what kind of truck is this?
It's a 1998
one ton flatbed
GMC.
It has, I understand, has not enough power to
yeah
hardly pull itself.
It's got an automatic in it.
Is there anything else you put in that truck? You think $1,900?
$700 so far.
Okay, let me think.
Plus $1,000 trade value too.
Yeah, when you can.
Yeah, we need to
dinner. But where did this come from?
Came from
one of the
Moriarty's.
Moriarty's in Ohio.
They had it and they offered it for sale. The you know the truck the Kelley Blue Book value on the truck was I don't remember $6,800 or $7,000. I mean it was a and it has 100,000 miles on it.
What the value is?
Yeah, it's not. I mean it's not the greatest truck in the world, but I mean, I got a mirror model of it with a standard transmission, and I do a whole lot of stuff with it. But
OK. Yeah, I think Shauna said things in the past, but we're a dealer, and so the ranch can have it at cost. So when something like that comes up, just let us know. And we can go down to the auction. So
and start, you know, we put our shopping list in, and what we actually looking for, then you just
can back it up. You bet.
Yeah, what I mean, you know what I'm saying. So so when you see it, hey, you grab it.
Yeah, I just need to know. If I can work.
Okay, so that accounts for actual cash value, not counting the $1,000 trade, $5,700. And there is still 12 out of the 12,000. Where's the rest of it?
Okay, then because we had no horse trader, which I'll talk about here in a minute. We had a little teeny bit of work done on the horse trader, and I don't know the cost on that. We can talk to Mike. I know there's some itemized thing. And then, because the ranch flatbed trailer was sitting over at Joseph Woods all winter, from November of last year until November of this year, we didn't have a flatbed trailer. And Ole had his lights went out, and the ranch paid for the light repair on his flatbed while he was using it for ranch work.
And the board approved payment to him for using his vehicle.
So is that out of this same account?
Right, that's out of that same account.
So how much, do you remember how much that was?
I think they ended up somewhere around $600.
They were paying him $100 a month for every month that he used his truck. Plus the fuel. And then there, let's see, I'm trying to think back.
I think it was around $600.
Yeah.
We did.
It was just a lot of
you said the flatbed was like pretty small, right? I mean, like maybe a couple hundred or something.
Oh, for what?
For Ole's work.
You know, I really don't know. I know that Mike had to rewire it, or not completely rewire it. He had to put some new wires in between the.
We did brakes on some of that, and.
On the trailer or the truck? I was remembering.
I think it was on the truck.
That's what I was remembering.
Right.
Truck rates.
On Ole's truck or this new one?
On Ole's truck.
On Ole's truck when they were using that.
There was quite a few. There's, gosh, 6 or 7 different repair bills for automobile repairs.
So how are we standing as far as the status of our equipment now, though? I mean, we've made these repairs. Are they going to hold for a while? Or?
Well, the ranch, the one-ton truck is going to, it's going to be fine. A little underpowered, but, you know, it's going to be fine. The old Ford pickup won't go to four-wheel drive anymore. The automatic hubs won't engage.
Gray?
What's that?
The old gray.
My favorite truck, by the way.
No, mine too.
Anyway, it won't go into four-wheel drive. I don't know if it's worth spending the money to fix it or put some manual hubs on it or whatever. But it seems to run fine and drive fine, other than the fact that it doesn't have four-wheel drive. I mean, it's a rattle trap and it makes a lot of noise, but
it's down that road a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it has. That's the thing, you know. And
yeah.
And then we got the van for nothing. The only real expense.
Well,
the
van works.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the van works
because. Yeah. Okay. tell me what I was told by Ole too.
That so it doesn't really.
Not too well.
Well, I know there's going to be some work that it needs because when it's cold, it won't start, and you have to sit there.
That's
and you're
a Dodge.
But once it gets warmed up, it's okay. But there's still some. I don't know. There's something that's going to have to be done
too. Put your cat ether in underneath the seat.
Yeah.
And the Dodge, when it rains and when it's cold, they don't like to work that. I mean, that vintage. Oh, yeah, one too.
I mean, we're always going to have vehicle expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's really no way around it, and I think that, you know, the Dodge is the one big advantage we have right now of the Dodge is they were using the Dodge to do all the upper cabin stuff because mm-hmm. you know, could carry everything in it that they need.
Dust free,
and dust free, which is a huge big deal.
Well, then it's still usable.
Oh yeah.
And it'll be serviceable throughout the winter. Just don't you happen to take care of the lower cabins type thing.
It will start, you think?
Oh yeah.
In the winter.
Hey,
you just cross your fingers.
Warms up a little bit.
old gray will always starts. You know,
the heater doesn't work in that one at all.
Doesn't
old
it?
Gray.
Put on a coat.
Long handles.
Now, on this other expense for auto, as far as the trailers go, should we have a subcategory for those type of items? Yeah.
Especially like the horse trailer stuff, because that's not an auto.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about that horse trailer right now, but I sent you out an email. Mm-hmm. The only thing holding the horse trailer together is the roof.
The rust.
And Mike Crosby says, in his opinion, it's not safe to even drag back to Deer Springs.
Well, that's the reason.
That's why we use trailers and light all the time. We were doing it.
Right.
Well, that's the ranch, the trailer.
Cioli got pulled over by the BLM ranger when he was using that trailer. Just going from the road between the upper cabins over to the Meadow Canyon Road, he's driving along. The BLM ranger came up behind him, pulled him over, and says, "That's an unsafe trailer."
How could he possibly?
All he figured out was that only had the doors. He has the doors twined shut.
The last time that trailer has been on the road is when the Bexted hauled their stuff out.
Oh, really?
That's the last time, because immediately I said, "I'm not hauling my horses in that." And we started using our horse trailer, and we never have used it.
Anyway, your guys' choice on what to do with that thing.
I won't spend any money into it.
I talked to Danny Button. He's the one who made the estimate on the repairing the frame. He says you guys are going to be wind of that trailer a whole lot more than it's going
to
be worth.
Probably better to just buy it.
We welded on it. Bexted welded on it. We welded on it. You know, trying to keep the frame from.
Anyway, the only value that trailer has is the axles, and
the bearings are shot on those.
Yeah, and the bearings shot on those. But Mike says the best thing you could possibly do is just take it down to the dump, flip it upside down, cut the axles out from under it, and go with, you know, and whatever. And
we where's this trailer at now?
It's sitting right over at Mike Crosby's. Yeah. Yeah. And,
do you need it, Don?
No. But I want to see the rally.
Yeah. It's really bad. It's got broken springs, and it's completely broken frame. And
can we go out with all the rusty stuff around the fence out there and for decoration?
No. The only way I would haul it back here personally is I would take the ranch flatbed into town, put this trailer on it, and then haul it out. I would not dare haul that thing back out to.
See, if I know what the need is, I'm on this one site where they're in 40 different states, and it's an insurance auction, okay? And you might have something that's hit just a little bit, you know, but they went ahead and totaled it so we can get some good buys on some of this stuff. If I know what the need is, save some money.
Right now we need a gooseneck horse trailer.
Okay. How long?
We do.
How long?
The ranch doesn't need a.
Do you think the ranch wants a gooseneck?
Gooseneck horse trailer. What does the ranch need a gooseneck horse trailer for?
You know, because we can make that flatbed into a gooseneck. All we
got
to do.
The ranch hasn't got any horses. We don't need a gooseneck.
Well,
horse trailer. That's my thought right off the top.
And at least, you know, run it by me. Let me see what.
Well, the thing about it is right now we don't have any horses. But if we, you know, no one ever knows what the future is going to bring.
See, you get the cart for the horse, or the horse for the cart. How does that
But
how's that work?
You know, look around, see if you can find a good deal.
But how long are you envisioning when you say
we move the cattle and the horse trailers?
And how many horses are you putting in?
I don't know. A four horse trailer would probably. Yeah.
This is for the
budget
on here. Yeah. This is a budget meeting. So when we get to that,
a four horse trailer would probably be big enough. I don't know. I don't. We haven't really moved any cows, have we? In the trailer?
No, we've not used the trailer at all. Robinson hauled our cattle for us when we needed to move them.
Right.
And like Taylor says, we don't have a horse. So I don't see right now that that's a priority.
I don't see it as a priority either. I don't think we even need to worry about it.
Yeah, but like Taylor said, you know, when these deals come up, and if it's a steal, then we need to, you know, jump on it. So.
Yeah.
I think what we need more than that is a four-wheel drive. I mean,
if we don't have four-wheel drive,
if
definitely.
The GMC has given you no power problems.
Well, I think we ought to look into fixing the four-wheel drive on the gray truck. I mean,
well, it's all it is.
Might be simple.
I think it's just manual hubs. Yeah, all we need to do.
Manual hubs cost?
We're about $100 a piece, somewhere in that neighborhood.
What's the labor?
Oh, they're simple.
Oh, yeah, that's hardly one of those things that's labor. You go out there with a wrench, pull the bottom axle, put that. The other ones on it. It's not that big a deal.
Should be a simple fix. Of course, you never know. Yeah. When you get in there, it might be
chunks of metal. $250, you think you can have the.
I think that's a reasonable amount of money to look at.
Might go to a junkyard and find a couple used hubs, too.
Okay, so that pretty well answers where that $12,000 for auto expense has gone, right? Linda?
Yeah, we have a windshield for $100 that we put on the Dodge. So the Dodge actually costs us $101. when we did that.
And then plus the tires we put in.
Yeah, and the tires.
And you had to have the windshield to get it inspected when we
right.
first got it.
Yeah, it was broken. Correct.
Now, the maroon truck is four-wheel drive also.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it's not like they're out there without a four-wheel drive.
And what's your feelings on that? I mean, Grant and Linda, I mean, is it going to need some repair soon?
I don't think it's going to need any repairs. I think as long as we take care of it. I mean, it's not a powerhouse, and
right.
and when it's pulling a trailer with horses in it, it's, you know, bogs it right down. But as far as just for, you know, you have to look at it from a perspective of you buy the most powerful machine you possibly can and then only use it for towing every so often and then have this powerful machine. For just general service work, getting around and doing everything you need to do, the truck is more than serviceable. And, I mean, we go out and get logs in it all the time, and you can go out and, I mean, fence posts and everything.
Wood and stuff.
And you can just load that thing up, and it motors right down the road. It's when it's towing that it's got a problem, you know. And then, again, it's only got a problem when it's a pretty heavy load. I mean, if you're not dragging a whole bunch of stuff.
A thought on the cabins that are being rented right now. Mrs. Randon, so excuse me. Are we keeping wood out in front of them?
Yes.
We are, good, because that will cut down on the propane expenses.
You would hope.
Well, in general, I think most people like a wood fire.
They do, but we often have requests for people. They want the one cabin with the propane heater.
I know that.
Because they don't want to have the problem with it. But all the cabins always have wood.
Okay, good.
We're running over, aren't we?
Okay.
The regular meeting.
Oh, are we? Is it 10 o'clock already?
Was it 10 o'clock, the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're good. We got lots of time.
Nice machine.
Okay, I have a question. I noticed that on here you have got livestock cattle sales and livestock grazing income.
That's those sales from last year that came in at the beginning of the year.
Just so you know, livestock meant cattle. The sales of the cattle and the grazing income, that was in one group thing. That's what that meant, livestock grazing income.
That's where I put that.
Yeah. But the cattle sales, you created a new account right above it.
Which is fine, too.
That's okay, but they're the same. You understand what I'm saying, Linda?
Uh-huh.
Livestock, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
The sale of the cattle, the livestock, whatever the cattle did, that was the one. And the grazing income were both lumped in the same account. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so for purposes of comparison and next, you know, past years, you have to lump those two accounts together.
I don't think we have I don't know.
Because we've been selling cows for several years, and they've always been lumped. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Another question I had, too. Let's just board member up here, negative 1302.
That happened back in January because I didn't know exactly what I'm doing then. And that was trying an effort to take their expenses, their assessments off of the budget. And that's where it ended up jumping into. So it just hasn't been repaired since then. That's what that is. So, and it's not all of them because some of them were already done.
That's
just
185.
I know.
Alrighty. That's the question I had when I...
Okay, so all you need to do is understand how to fix it now.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that was my ignorance, and I just didn't know what to do at that time. That's where it jumped into. So.
Okay, and then is the cabin rental a rental reservation fee that got somehow the negative 25?
Cabin rental?
Mm-hmm.
It has a negative 25. Where are we on now?
The first page. Which page? Right under the same thing.
Yeah, that would have been taken over to the reservation fees.
So that should have come out of the reservation fees, or what?
Say it again.
That should have come out of the reservation fees.
I honestly can't tell you why that's.
It's not a big amount, but it's curious.
I will look at that.
Another question I had was this miscellaneous income for 65.
Miscellaneous under.
$6,500 under miscellaneous. Now, you wrote a detailed of that one, right?
Okay, so.
In the middle.
So that's what all those add up to be.
It's what? $6,500 is what?
No, it's not a subtotal.
It's not a subtotal.
So what is that?
My guess is
that's not. That's the budget was $500 for it. $6,500.
See, that's why I said if you bring detail of all these.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
She's got minus over on these. That's what, maybe what she's doing is backing all that back out of the.
Right. No, the minus is what's
no, okay,
over budget.
That's nothing. No, that was.
What I'm saying is
that's over budget.
That's
how much
over
budget.
That has nothing to do with it.
But these figures right here basically add up to this.
Well, it has nothing to do
with it. Okay. I know what I'm saying.
Thinking normal budget was $500 miscellaneous, and we ended up with $6,500.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to know what's in that $6,500, where it should have gone, you know, where it should have been put into.
Where it came in from.
Yeah, it should be one of those other pots, yeah.
Exactly. And if you do have a question, like you're a board member,
we don't have any, we're not showing any actual income on wildlife income.
That's another question, yeah. Where did the check for that go?
We should have a check for that.
That went into...
How much was it for, Larry, do you recall?
Maybe that's where it went.
It was about $6,000.
So maybe that's what I did, was put it under miscellaneous instead of wildlife income.
You see wildlife income
right
there?
That's probably what it was.
Because there was, I can't remember, $750 left from last year that they didn't disperse,
right.
And then about $5,000 for this year. I think it's $5,800, something in that neighborhood. But we should.
I thought I put it under.
Okay, the interest income, is that interest off of our checking account? Is that interest off of late past due assessments?
That, I can't explain that either. Interest income. That would have been off of... I can't explain that either.
In 2006, we made $3,798 in interest income. In 2005, we made $3,670 in interest income. In 2004, we made $7,192 in interest income. In 2003, we made $6,000 in interest income. So something's not right.
Okay.
And is the bulk of that from late, I mean, is that interest on assessments?
That's for the year.
Mm-hmm. Those, the yeah. years you're saying?
Yeah, like say, it, in a sense, it's nice when people don't pay their assessments on time.
And one thing,
it's also interest on our checking account.
Is that
yeah, and I
haven't
been paid.
Is that real money that we collected, or is that some what we charged?
We collected. We collected.
Wow.
Go ahead. Yeah, you don't. It doesn't hit this until it's collected. Yes, that's the way it's set up.
Well, and that's the big difference is, in past years we've had more late assessments.
That's true because they were.
And this year we had
current. But she's saying she do.
On the bank, I didn't put it in. When I put in the amount for somebody's given me, like, say, $485 because they had that much interest because they didn't pay it back then, I put it in on their account, it automatically goes into interest.
Yes.
So that's what that is then.
So there's none of the bank interest in there?
No.
Where's the bank interest at?
I haven't recorded it.
How have you balanced the checking account?
I've been balancing it manually. But that hasn't been put in yet.
So
I haven't itemized
that.
So the
not balancing it at all?
It doesn't.
That explains then why the webmaster stuff is way off, because she's been getting a check, and it's not even the dollar
figure. It's not been showing, I know.
But
I
it is on the check reconciliation.
I found them. Yep, I found them on there. So.
Well, Linda, I think I need to come over and spend some time with you.
I think so. On that part of it. That part of it, because that part of it is not.
If you aren't reconciled this whole year, this thing is so totally out of whack.
I've been hand reconciling it, so some of Melinda's is in there, but not all of them.
So did you bring hand? Well, you didn't. I'm sure.
Mm-mm. We got enough to here.
Yeah. Okay, then I have a couple other questions on the laundry. Is that just have you guys just been hauling the laundry down and Holman's been doing it, or have they been trying?
Holman's have been doing it.
And so it's just that much more money than it normally is.
Yep. We've been getting a lot of bedspreads and mattress pads and things like that have been coming. Every time it comes in, there's some of that. So,
well, and that's something that needs to be controlled on that end up there.
It needs to be controlled up there by not letting bed threads get dirty, not letting them get on the floor, you know, washing it, because I know you can control it up there.
When they bundle,
occasionally there's going to be one dirty.
When I questioned about that, when they bundled everything up, if when it's bundled and brought down to the ranch, then things get wet, whatever, and so it has to come to the laundry, and that's the idea.
But they're not using those blue tubs.
Right.
That's the whole problem. Because when I was up there, I didn't have blue tubs to use. You have to use something. So what do you use? A pillowcase or a sheet or a something?
Trash bag.
Or the blanket. Mm-hmm. And then you have to wash them. You guys know that in 2006, we had people up there that were stealing our laundry money. And that was the highest year ever. And we did $2,700 and $2,708 in 2006 for our laundry. This year has topped that by a long way.
That's according to reservation fees, we're down about
30%. Yeah, we're 30% less people using the ranch this year in 2007 than used it in 2006, according to reservation fees. So there is a big discrepancy right there.
Plus we're up about $1,000 on the laundry.
What page are you looking at, Barbara?
Oh,
that's a different page. Gross profit.
For the previous years.
Okay, you made that up previous her year. I just printed it out. I have she a thing here that just has the budget for 2007, the actual for 2007 today, the budget for 2006, 543, and the actual for 2006, 543. Okay, and so I can look back across and see exactly, you know.
I'd love to have a copy of that.
Well, you have it in your book. In QuickBooks, it's got every information that I've got here, Linda, you have
that's
already.
In there?
Yes.
Okay, that came over when we
whenever you printed it, when I transferred it over, it has all the past records. When you called me up to ask me for Jenkins stuff, it's already in there. I went in my computer and I found it, and that's how I got it to you.
Okay, so under what do I look for? Under budget versus actual in that budget
section?
Yeah, you just
printed, if you go under, you know, when you go under budget reports, and it goes down, it'll say budget fiscal year 2007. If you look, it'll drop down 2006, 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002. Okay. Go through 2002.
You know, just a thought there. When
on our website, we only list.
You brought up the bed spreads and stuff like that. How do we make people responsible to go up there and rent and say, this is the normal wear and tear, okay? And anything over and above this, you're going to have to pay for it.
I put that on their confirmation letters. Mm-hmm. I put that in. There's a pink slip in each cabin that tells about what's expected.
It's spelled out.
And so additional
linen, you know, I mean, is that in there too? The problem is that
we had bought, and we bought a lot of them. I don't recall how many now, but there are tons of those big tubs. And the idea is you put the clean stuff in that, you take it up, you disperse it, you leave the empty tub. They use that to haul the things down. But Kenda has not been doing that. Those blue tubs have not been used.
No.
And so it's a problem, major problem.
The big tubs. We used to haul dirty laundry to town.
They brought it down, the dirty laundry in the blue tub. Then you just left it in the blue tub. You took it straight on into town, and you didn't have, you know, stacks of it everywhere. You didn't get clean, dirty. You didn't have the problems that have existed.
They are using the blue tubs to transport from town back, right? I've seen them in the truck.
Yeah, I'm sure
they're using that for that. But
and I will tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you, those blue tubs get really grody, cruddy looking, but, you know.
A little bit of clamber on them and scrub them.
Scrub them, you know.
They look somewhat presentable.
Or buy a new one, I don't know. But it's cheaper than
that much laundry. That's a lot of laundry. I've called Coleman's and talked to them, I think, two or three times this year. They do the linens and things by pound.
I know.
Yeah.
And then they itemize the bedspreads and the mattress pads. And
is the price we're paying the same as it was? Has that increased? Is it poundage that's increased?
The price is still the same, they said, as it was. However, several times they have got baskets of laundry, the towels haven't even been unfolded. There's just dirty stuff dumped in on top of them, and the clean towels are still folded underneath there, but you got to redo it by that point. And several times they have gotten baskets full of clean stuff that didn't bother, somebody didn't bother to take out, and just dumped dirty stuff on top of it and brought it to town.
So it's getting
worse. So they
hasn't been inspected before.
It's not being managed well on that other end up there because
it's costing a lot more money.
Yeah. Okay, so who's going to say something about this?
That's training.
Okay.
And, you know, and I struggled with that all year long. I've made suggestions and I've talked, but I don't have the authority to, you know, make it happen. So that's training.
So what backs that up, though?
I've seen this problem throughout the year that it really feels like to me that Ole does not have a manager. Ole needs somebody
to
that he reports to, that you regularly, you know, have meetings and say, okay, here's the problems, here's how you deal with them, this is what you do, rather than going to the board, which is gone for a month and then comes back again. By the time that happens, the problem's already been done with or not. There needs to be one person that Ole can report to and talk to and say, I've got this problem, I need to solve this and take care of it.
On this particular problem where, you know, I talked to Ole, and then Ole says, well, Kendra's doing the laundry and so on and all of that, so I talked with her. And then they said, well, Olivia is running it now, and so I've worked with Olivia.
But you talked to me.
But the reality is,
talk to Olivia. Yeah. And
who
Olivia
have we hired? We've hired Ole. Ole is the one that has to be responsible. So whether or not he passes it off to somebody else, a helper, you know, the dog next door, it doesn't matter. Ole is the one we're paying.
Right.
Ole is the one we're writing a check
right.
to. Ole needs to be responsible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not being done right, then we need to talk to him. And if it continues to not be done right, then we get a new manager. I mean, that's just how it works. I mean, if I'm working and I have subcontractors, the person I'm doing work with, they're going to fire me. They're not going to fire my subcontractor. They're going to fire me. So it's the same thing.
The buck stops with Ole.
Yeah. So
there's a concern that we need to take to Ole then. So who goes there and says this?
Well, I'll take care of the laundry.
You're the laundry person now?
Okay. I'll take care of it.
That's nice.
From this day forward, it will be taken care of.
Okay.
Well, that's
if I had a laundry facility at the ranch, because that's one of my things. I can't stand dirty clothes, but, you know, I could take care of the laundry even easier.
Well, we've looked at that. So time you run generators and stuff, yeah. It's not cost effective.
You know what? It would be handy, though. I know what you're saying. And we've tried. We've put a washer and a dryer out in the back. I think you've seen where those were hooked up and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was really difficult because it takes a lot of propane to run a gas, you know, dryer, and so we were going through that, and then the electricity and having to run the generator, and mm-hmm. and then the water, and
it worked good. If you plan it just right, when the generator is running, to do one batch, you know, that sometimes that helps you in a tight spot. But as far as doing the wrench laundry up there, I don't think it.
I'll tell you what, it's my opinion that we shouldn't be a hotel. I think this whole laundry thing is silly. I don't think we should be a hotel. I think people need to be responsible for their own linens.
That idea has been brought up several times.
I think it's costly. It's going to increase in costs. It takes fuel costs, labor costs, all those things. I don't think for the benefit that it is to the few people that are using it. I don't see it.
I agree with you too.
There are some things that you'd still need to wash, but for the majority of it, you know, you tell everybody, you bring your own sheets, you bring your own sleeping bag, you do your own thing. However, you've still got people sleeping on mattresses, and you need to have mattress covers, and you need to enforce that.
I agree with that.
And, you know, we need to make some kind of a situation or some kind of real good mattress covers for those mattresses, but then they bring their own pillows. They do everything like that, and you know that would be a whole lot less.
The ranch has
some. I don't know how Brent feels about that, but
I've rented cabins for the National Park Service. I've rented yurts and different things, and what they do is they have beds. A mattress, and you bring your stuff, and you're responsible for cleaning up afterwards. And if you don't, you get charged more on your credit card. And it's very simple.
I would even take it
very little
later. Even not just like say I've stayed in the cabins in national parks too, and they're very basic. They have a bed, a nightstand. They have a wood stove. There's no propane. There's no refrigerator. People can bring their own ice chest. They can bring their own Coleman. And if we have stuff like that at the ranch, we could rent to them if they don't have them.
Now, I do think of refrigerator as a good amenity.
Refrigerator and stove.
I think that's because if you're staying for 2 weeks, it's a real pain to have a thing, and I really think a refrigerator is worth it.
How many times do we have people staying for 2 weeks?
Quite often.
It's fairly often.
Me?
Yeah, it's more often than you would actually think.
You have an ice chest.
Well, a lot of times those people, too, are not there for the full 2 weeks.
Right.
They're in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... I don't think we try to get away with what we've already got.
We've got some stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a question on taking your sheet idea further. What about towels? What about dish towels? What about bath towels? What about rugs? You know, we've got that.
Well, rugs are different. Yeah.
I know. And you know how hard it is to keep your feet clean when it's raining and you got people running in and out?
Yeah, there's
some ideas. I mean, that's just, to me, a rug is a...
Okay, so I think...
People should bring their own towels.
My own opinion is the rug.
Now, basic cleaning supplies should be provided, and we need to do that. That's a good idea. And that's another thing, is that we used, for a while, we had tubs with all the supplies and everything, and then that went away. Why? That was a well-organized system. You could very easily see if things were missing or not, if things needed to be changed out or not. That needs to be retained.
You know, I'm going to give you a little lesson in reality at Deer Springs Ranch. You know how many times when I was just doing the part-time manager thing that I would be down there, and I'd go down different times during the day, but I'd make sure they were all set up. And I did a good job. I'm very conscientious. And I'd be down there, and all of a sudden somebody come buzzing down. We don't have any toilet paper. So, did you check underneath your bathroom sink? No. Did you check into your cleaning box? No. Because I always made sure there was a roll, a good roll on the dispenser. There was a roll under the sink, and there were two rolls in their cleaning box. But they would not look for them.
Well, that's why they're given a sheet that says these.
When you're dealing with people, they're expecting. You know, they're staying in a hotel. And they come down to the front desk.
That's the problem. The attitude should...
Exactly.
And if we get rid of the sheet issue, all those things, they're not in a hotel.
Not money.
I think that attitude needs to change.
Okay, how many stayovers in these cabins are being used outside of the membership?
What's
the percentage?
It's probably around 15%. Well, 15%. If you can include the Hannigans, no, that's... Even more. That would be on.
Well, let's take
so see, so we're catering to 15.
Say it again.
So we're catering to 15% of, because I think the board members would suck that up. But if we're trying to depend on income on a business stand, okay?
We're not.
If we're trying to solicit bills, okay? So we're not.
It's
we don't.
It's not significant.
That.
No.
It's okay. Not. And
well,
the board
$10,000 worth.
Okay.
Which is a good share of our budget.
That $10,000.
Yeah, but it's eaten up in all these other labor.
No. That $10,000 is rental from the BYU group.
Right.
And other small groups like that.
That's a good
chunk of money.
So we get some money.
But we can do it for those people.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but for everybody. But even so.
Because they're paying $120 a night. Yeah. That's what it is for Garden Cabin 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the numbers.
But I still think the whole laundry thing, from a labor perspective, from a cost perspective, from a time perspective, I think it's silly. If we just have decent laundry mattress pads that we clean, once a month even...
As needed, or whatever.
I mean, that's really.
But
that's
I think
all
we should,
as
a ranch, supply the rugs, and I think there should be rugs. It's very, very, very hard, and there
well, that just
rugs.
makes it easier
I know,
to
but
clean.
Not being
that's a good idea. Are
okay,
they there?
To
are
make
they,
a note
are
of
rugs there somewhere?
Just doormats outside that, the ones that where you can wipe your feet off with
the
good.
That we had a whole bunch of
one by each door and one in the kitchen.
Those changes out by the community base.
Outside things,
it's either a safety issue. Those doors are slick around the
way. You need to make sure you got good masks and rugs.
Show rugs, but they're free inside the doors.
I don't know what happened.
By the bathroom, in each bathroom, and then one in the kitchen.
I'm in agreement with you as far as...
Yeah, no, that's
the market. That's cut the laundry bill.
It's going to cut your gasoline bill, your time.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just this cost here. We're talking about all kinds of other costs that are involved in that, and I just think it's silly.
Cabin supplies.
We're not a hotel. This is a place to come stay. You be responsible. And again, it falls into that whole mentality of this is a hotel. It's not a hotel.
It's not a resort.
Well, this last week, and I'm trying to find, or not this last week, but the last month or so, somebody on the email list had brought up the idea and talk about
more cabin rental.
Rentals and
let me tell you my personal opinion on that is the more you rent those cabins, they're already in a state of perpetual disrepair, and if you start renting them out on a regular basis to non-members who don't have as much concern for the place,
yep.
You are going to have a full-time...
Okay. I want to just quickly ask you something. Who did you have complaints from this year the most? Was it those people that came from Houston that got the wheat donated to them for cabin?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. And they're the same ones that I got complaints from. The people that get a wheat given to them by Ortolani or by the Houston fan club or whatever, they get that people rent, you know, I'm on recording, that's okay.
you haven't sworn yet, Barbara.
I haven't. Yeah. So I'm telling you the truth. They come and they say,
not recording
my
any of those
pillow was ugly, it was terrible, I wouldn't
well,
keep that in number.
We have some members do that too.
Well, but, and then it's true sometimes.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is...
But again, they're expecting a
they
hotel.
They are expecting it because they...
It's been built up.
Yeah. And it's been built up in their mind.
And so if we just, at the beginning, when they sign in to make a reservation or whatever, you need to provide your own stuff.
If not, you're going to be upcharged for...
No,
the exception of the BYU
group. You provide your own.
Well, you know, the BYU group went through a power and water outage, and they didn't complain that I heard at all.
But you got some of your members,
water,
we've had them in the past, got to fly in, you know, fly into Vegas and come up here, and they haven't got room for a lot of bedding and stuff. So
that's true.
So this has got to be... The ranch has got to be able to...
Well, then you could offer that as a special upcharge that they reserve ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. And as long as you're covering your expenses, I think
that's
fine.
You're going to have a lot of members that are going to go, good, because I bring my own bed anyway.
That's what I do. I bring my sleeping bags for everybody. We don't bother with that.
Yeah. Okay, so in the newsletter that you're going to be sending out, we will say... No sheets or towels are going to be supplied unless you request it. And what's the fee going to be?
Am I doing the newsletter?
I don't know. $2 million. I'm just making notes. I've got notes here. Then I can give you a copy of the newsletter.
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
I think that's a good...
How
I think
much?
That's $25 a week.
The laundry?
Yeah, that's simple.
And that means we supply everything?
Yeah. That's towel sheets.
Is that going to be enough to discourage them from not bringing their own?
Or do you want to boost it to 30?
I don't think 25 will discourage them.
Make it too painful.
I think you want to make it a little bit painful so they'll do their own.
Well, I just think about this way, Dustin. How many loads of wash comes out of a laundry, out of a week's worth of cabin rental? You know,
it depends entirely upon the people
who stay
in there.
And the size of the cabin.
Or do you want to do a per person type charge?
I think it should be a per person type charge.
Per bed.
Because nine times out of ten, well, I've only got three people coming on Friday, but then there's two or three more coming on Saturday, and then they're just going, and it's just very...
So, do you do it...
Please have me per cabin.
And so, say, make it $30, yet the bigger cabins...
50.
More?
I have a question. Isn't it our $25 reservation fee to cover these expenses?
No.
What is it for? For maintenance on the cabin.
That's right.
Maintenance.
Yep, only maintenance. And that was way made clear at the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's not to do that. It's just supposed to be.
And while you're making sweeping changes, you might want to think about changing that a little bit. Smaller cabin, smaller reservation fee. Larger cabin, larger reservation fee. More repairs.
Yeah.
We tried to do that to begin with, but we just tried to...
So when we got this on the table, what do you think, $30, and then that includes up to four people or six people or, you know...
Well, we don't want to make it too complicated for Linda.
Cabin two and four...
Everything except one, garden cabin and one.
And three, because three has five bedrooms, Larry. It's got more laundry comes out of that stinking...
One, three in the garden cabin, or 50.
In the garden cabin sometimes.
Yeah, because a lot of people,
only four or five, you know, bedrooms basically.
A lot of people rent the garden cabin just because, not the garden cabin, number one, because of where it is. A lot of people really like to stay in the two people.
And there'd be two people there. Yeah.
And
but those things,
but cabin three, they rent it because they want five bedrooms.
They want beds, right, exactly.
I'd say one, three in the garden cabin are $50 and everything else.
30. I think that's reasonable. Do we have a motion?
Well, we're not even in the board.
You're brainstorming right now.
To bring it up in the board meeting.
I think.
That'll cover
that idea.
Basically, let's cover laundry.
Okay, now, that will cover sheets, pillows, blankets, towels, and that's kitchen and bath towels, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're not taking away any of the cleaning supplies.
No.
No,
we need to have.
I'm saying it for you.
We need to have rags and cleaning
supplies. That's for one set. That's
so how long the stay is?
That's
that
for a week's stay.
For a week. Per week.
Per week.
Per week. And if they only stay a part of a week, they still pay the same fee.
Yeah. With all the same amount of laundry.
Still have the same
amount.
That's right.
That's the reason I like the BYU's good. I mean, they're there for extended length of time, but the laundry doesn't build up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're there for.
Okay, so you're saying if I decide to go and book cabin 3, I'm going to pay a $25 reservation fee.
And bring your own bedding.
And bring my own bedding. And everything is just anything.
Like
yeah. If I choose to have the ranch furnace, pillows, blankets, pillows, sheets,
towels.
Blanket? I mean,
blankets,
so,
everything.
So yeah. All we'll provide is the cabin.
A mattress with a pad.
Bed.
With a pad.
With a pad on it.
And cleaning supplies.
Well, you know, and you're going to have your mantles and, you know, yeah, matches and a couple of other miscellaneous.
Yeah, that's,
items.
I would that's just a given. Supplies,
yeah, that's just a given that you're going to provide them.
We supply some toilet paper, too.
Yes. Yeah, that's, I would include that as cleaning supplies.
Yeah, that needs to be there. And paper towels.
Yeah, that's as cleaning supplies.
Those sheets, pillows, blankets,
and
towels.
That should all be in those buckets.
I mean, in this extra $30, though. Trash bags are already included without $30 amount. But the $30 buys them sheets, pillows,
right,
blankets, towels. I just think if we go to this, we're going to have to be very specific spelling out to people. You either need to pay for or bring your own pillows, sheets, hand towels, wash towels.
I agree. That's
right. And then when you make a reservation, you get the little letter that, like you said, you add that part in there.
This is
just so you know.
What about dish towels, dish rags?
Yes, they have.
That needs to be on the website where they make the reservation.
That's well, we'll too. Do that too. But yeah, we gotta know.
But the board members know.
Yeah. But you guys gotta have a formal motion on that.
Membership.
But it would need to be on the website where they make their reservations, and then also the differences in the cabin numbers. That
and
should be where they're investigating.
It needs to be on your
reservation form
that you send
as another
confirmation
check mark.
On the confirmation form, exactly. But where they look at the cabins,
I know what you're saying, where
the
they can choose
itself,
laundry or no laundry.
Yes.
Yes.
And then $50 fee or whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it will have to be done on the website in such a way that it will not allow them to proceed
without saying one
choice.
Or the other.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, good idea.
I go, Dustin.
Good man. I've
seen that happen, and all the headache and time and energy for that, and I thought,
well, poor Van, Mrs. Green.
What's that?
What's Van's wife?
Kathy.
She had this idea 2-3 years ago, and we wanted to, but it just didn't go. I don't know. Anyway, I'm so glad that's done. Okay, I'm all shut up in just a minute. I just want to go one more thing on the money.
Well, you've got a better background on what we're doing than me, so I'm glad you're here.
Okay, on the propane, are all the upper tanks full?
They went up and filled them. They
filled them 100%.
Yeah,
okay, so that's
that amount is on your addendum
so
on the
right.
Registered. On the
so this does reflect
out.
The last
yes,
of the
yes.
It's a full fill-up.
Yes.
Okay.
I struggled with that. When I got the bill, I was like, should we be filling them up and let them set for that long?
It's okay, because I'd asked.
Is it?
We went through that. They said it's better to
it's actually better to be full than
it is to be empty.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And you know,
propane doesn't go bad.
No.
It doesn't go bad. And the other part of this is that, and Barbara was really correct in the email she sent out, is we might actually have those cabins open before they can come in and actually give us a delivery.
Right.
And we don't want
to
be where
it's happened to me before.
Our shut off at the valve.
The one thing AmeriGas does when they come in is that if you are not around, they don't leave it open. Even on the ranch house, if no one's around, they'll shut it off. That's they've started doing that
and locked.
And
because we've had people take. Yeah.
And we should have the cabins that are closed up should be that should be locked. We don't want people stealing propane.
Yeah, that is the case, right?
Right. Linda? That's what my understanding is.
There's all the propane. We have the lock. You know, we use the lock and we change it from the propane tank to the barbecue grill. Then we put the barbecue grill in the cabin. We take that lock and padlock the cap that goes on top of the propane tank. After the valves are completely shut down and everything's winterized, lock that.
Then that probably isn't done.
No, we're going.
We need to have
I'm going up tomorrow. We're doing sewer cam tomorrow. I have to tell you, it's some of the greatest fun a guy can ever have. Anyway, we're doing sewer cam tomorrow. We've already sewer cam cabin 4. Vance and I are going up tomorrow. He's here for the week. We're sewer camming 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to locate each one of those septic tanks.
I will either go out later this afternoon or tomorrow, because I didn't want to unload windows and then reload them again, so I'm just going to go up and put them inside of cabin 2.
Okay.
And
well, you might, and I'll tell you what happened. When Mark and Shelley left last year, they had swapped around a whole bunch of locks on the propane tanks, and I ended up having to, I could not find the keys.
So we need to move lock.
Yes, I went. I eventually had to take the generator up there with my grinder and grind the.
Does she have permission to buy at the stores? Mm-hmm. Catalogs at Lumber Plus, and if you can get a pack of, how many would you need? 4.
Well, we need. We ought to have 4. I think that cabin 1 still has a lock on it, or on that one. But
we'll take it off and put it on one of the lower ones and have all the other ones keyed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 4 would be a good.
For, and they need to not be real, real fat, but fairly heavy because they need to fit through that little hole.
That's pretty. Yeah. Just kind of getting through there.
Fun to see how many people just go by and turn the valve on and then just shut it off. You know, leave it on. You know, walk away from it.
Yeah.
You say you and Vance are going to go up there tomorrow.
We're going up there tomorrow to sewer cam those three cabins.
I might just try to plan to be there when you're there because I need. Well, I can take one of my kids. I need somebody to help me balance windows as I unload them.
Okay. We're going to be going. Well, you know, I know tomorrow's Sunday, and I don't want to interrupt
the windows.
Yeah,
about $1,200.
That's good. We need to take that out of the bottom number here too.
Yeah, the actual cost. I priced them just plain white ones. Here locally, were about $1,500. These are an almond colored, and the actual price of the windows I got on them was like $1,124.
Cool.
But it did cost me
some gas. I don't think you drove it for $75, $75, I should say.
Well, I
turn that thing off.
I put in $50 when I left Kanab and $50 when I left Provo.
So,
I paid $1,124.86 for the windows. With tax and everything. So
what's the status on Dave and the roof?
I couldn't get a hold of him, so I plan to talk to him yesterday.
You know what? It'd really be nice if we could get that roof done before the winter hits.
He's planning
coming
to.
Up.
Okay.
Has he talked to you? Have you heard from him?
I haven't talked to him about the roof. I mean, he mentioned that he would be glad to do the roof, is what he mentioned, but he's coming up on. I think he's here on November. Do you have that November?
Well, I think he's planning to do it whenever he comes. Okay. But I talked to him about it, and
the roof is measured in the material order.
He's getting it all.
So Dave's bringing.
Oh yeah, Dave's got it. Yeah, it's all ready.
We owe him for that.
He's gonna just charge us for the material, and he's doing the.
Do you know how much that is?
I don't.
About how many square feet did it come out to?
I've got. No, that's my checkbook. My book that I wrote the measurements all in. I drove out just to double check and got up there and measured everything to tell him you need this many feet of.
Well, the reason I'm wanting to know is I want to take it out of the money so we don't know if we've got to pay for it next year. Or this
and
year.
And I don't even have an idea.
It must be in December that he's here. I can't remember. I've got the next couple of months.
Might not be able to make it up there.
You know. Yeah, probably wanted to get it done before the snow flies, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you think that he actually ordered it and has the material?
I think so. I told him when I mean, it was probably 3 weeks ago. It was a week after our last board meeting that I called to talk to him, and he said, yeah, I'm planning to come down and stay anyway. And I said, well.
And you called him, you tried to call him again?
It took me 4 or 5 tries to catch him that time, and he'd call me, and then I'd call him, and then he'd call me. And
sort of thing, you know.
Okay.
Budget.
Well, really, I was just going to say another thing is tractor work. Of course, the tractor wasn't working, and neither was the grader. So that income is extremely low. But you anticipate that it'll be fixed and ready and available.
The Kubota should be done. It might even be done now.
No, it's not even started.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, they got it tore down.
Well, they tore it down. What happened was they were waiting on parts, and then he told me to wait a couple weeks, and then when I talked to him, which was last week.
Okay, from a button, talking about a button, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Next time, use Danny and Lowe.
Really?
I think that tractor should have been hauled to Kubota. In my opinion, that's where that tractor should have went, not here locally.
I think it should have just been put in a container and shipped back to
Kubota. All right, well, that's good to know. We were just trying to...
Something like that, if you take it to a...
Oh, we still need to get it fixed, even if we want to change it out or something.
So, because like on a tractor repair, we've got $4.18.
And that is...
You didn't get any income off of that.
No, I'm talking about expenses. On expenses, we've only spent $4.18 on that.
No.
And then when you sell the cows and stuff, you need to make a paper trail there. I don't care. It needs to go through.
We need to record.
Well, we have a horse.
Alan has...
Alan's taking the cattle, but you don't just say that we didn't prepare the tractor. That needs to make a record. That needs to be a full circle. It needs to be a paper trail.
That hasn't been, settled with you yet.
No. That should be listed as income, and then...
You will be with me.
And,
I'm trying really hard to get paper.
Hold the chair.
I'll come tell you that.
I know what to do. It's just getting
the Kubota work.
You know, like this Frank Hepler thing. I didn't know what to do here.
I've called Danny 3 times this week. Simply told him, Danny, you need to give me an estimate. Give me a high one. Otherwise, you might not get paid. Because we're trying to figure out our end. He hasn't given me a price.
what I'm saying about the paper trail is I understand now that Alan Seed wants to take some cows and calves, or just calves.
Calves.
Whatever. He wants to take some animals. He has them already? He's already taken them?
He has them.
Okay, yeah. He's taken them.
In trade for services.
On the Kubota, or the tractor.
And the Kubota.
Even though it's a trade, it needs to show.
Right. Alan hauled the grader to his mechanic. His mechanic is the one that did all the grader repairs.
Okay.
Then held it back, then held the Kubota in.
There's a dollar figure attached to that,
right.
Cost of going out there, and then there's a dollar figure attached to the value of the cattle, and it goes through here, even though there's no cash that changes hands.
It still needs to be on the record.
Yes.
You don't know how?
I mean, nobody know how. I can't get it.
If you're a private individual, that's fine to run those through your books.
No, I can't get that. I need to show where the money's going, and show how it's being traded. I need to know what is the trade.
So tell me, what is the problem? You can't get it from Ole, you can't get it from Alan.
Everybody, I just can't seem to get that. Across that I need to show on here where, you know, if we, for instance, he stayed up at the ranch for all summer. You know, he's got a place up there. There should show rent on here.
Do you want Dustin to be in charge of finding that for you?
Anybody. I need to know. I need to show on the book.
He needs to get an accounting from Alan Steed about how much... Well, maybe Brent already
knows. I don't know how I would get that, but Larry, I don't know.
You just need an invoice from Alan Seed.
Okay.
Alan, how much do we owe you?
Larry has that.
Larry has something.
No. You brought something like that. That's his original pond working bill that he gave us and we've paid. He has another bill.
It was another invoice.
Right.
Okay, where did the pond work go in here?
The what?
The pond work bill. Where did it go?
It $2,000 came out of the fish budget, and $2,000 came out of...
But on fishes, it says we've only spent $30.
It came out of fish, and it came out of life, habitat.
Wildlife.
Wildlife.
That was where we approved spending the money out of...
It came out of wildlife and agriculture.
Right. Yes. So we should just put those values in there.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I agree with you. I think that makes sense.
That's not reflected on your budget.
So, but you have the paperwork to do that.
Yeah, I just wrote the check for last week for him. So, $2,000 out of...
I thought that was a trade. That was an actual pay?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a trade.
This is budget for livestock. Wildlife.
You wrote a check and you didn't run it through QuickBooks?
I didn't pull it. I pulled it out of someplace else.
That's it.
Well, I'm trying to think on that, where it came out of. I think I pulled that out of...
Got this blue ox.
I think I did it off of road work, actually.
You were off of road work?
Yeah, I know. You're right.
So we need to minus out $4,000. How much was the tariff?
$4,340. That's all was for pond work?
And that was for the upper pond up against the forest boundary, pond number 3. And if we find the invoice, he listed on there.
That's just
you know, a couple of loads of rock.
It's all written in my register.
Okay, so you understand $4,340 needs to come out of that?
Most of it was... the pond up by the forest boundary was roughly $2,000, and the third pond dike and down there was roughly $2,000.
He dug that culvert out the other day, by the way. The one up there in Ponderosa Grove.
Well, it was completely plugged. The next water was
cleared. We should also pay him to dig out that the one in Slide Canyon, too.
Well, he's been
talked about it.
He's been bugging me to do them, but it's, you know, I've just said, hey, we don't have money, so
before winter comes.
Still a budget item. Larry, what did we decide on your solar system for the ranch house? That was we talked about it last week. You know, we set on a dollar amount.
Yeah.
In the budget meeting. Now, where is that coming from?
We'll go back to Alan. Hold on. Can we go back to Alan and then come back to this?
That's on the agenda anyway. That's BD.
Yeah. Because I really would like to see a paper, some written material that shows that he stayed on the ranch, that they used the facility, that they used water, and that all of that is reflected in some of the work that he's done. And I don't... You know, for budget purposes, I need that. But also, I think for ranch purposes, as a ranch member, I would like to see that. I don't have any written paper record or paper trail, as you call it, about the cattle moving off of the ranch and have gone to the scales and all of those things now.
You get a receipt for that.
Yeah. I mean, if something were to happen right now, then it's lost because it's not written down. It's not recorded anywhere. And the whole Alan Steed thing is... Larry knows because I've talked to him about it. It's just, I'm really uncomfortable with that whole situation. Yeah. I don't know. One of the things that I understood, and this probably should go into the next meeting, is that we weren't allowed to put cabins on that number 5 pad because of the spring that we're using. And he's got a place there, and there's sewer running off in there. And
could that have anything to do with your E. coli?
That's what I don't know. That makes
we were
up
told
in the
that would be exactly what would happen.
Exactly. And so I'm just really uncomfortable with all of with the whole situation as far as Alan Steed goes, as a ranch member, and also as trying to keep a paper trail on what's happening with that situation. So.
And he's one that doesn't want to keep a paper trail either. So.
It has to be value for value.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't. I'm just really uncomfortable.
Well, okay, what I'll do is maybe if I can ask Brent to help me, we'll sit down with Alan and make a invoice, so to speak.
Yeah, write an invoice and have him sign it. That should be fine.
To include, you know, his site rental, the water, and what that
fish
that what that trades for.
I don't think we have any fish in the ponds anymore.
But that was agreed at $200 a month, right?
$250.
And yeah, there needs to be.
Sign an invoice and have them sign it, and
then we
get copying. We get.
So if any member wants to see
and
it,
and then he'll get the work.
Exactly.
He did the work, and that can go towards the cattle, right? I mean, he did some other work to offset.
Well, he's getting cattle for the work.
What's going toward the cattle right now? He gave us a bill for the two pond. Few odds and ends, but mainly the two ponds, and it's been paid.
Yeah, but that was cash paid, so that didn't apply to
right.
The stay.
The greater repair is gone.
The stay, there's a dozen different favors that he's done for the ranch during the summer that went toward the rent and the stay.
But as a member, that needs to be itemized so that we can see that. Because as a member, I would love to pull my travel trailer out and put it on number 5 and stay out there all summer. Yeah. You know, it would be wonderful to be able to do that and you know, hook into a sewer system and pull the water up from the spring and be able to do that. And I think there's a lot of members that would love to do that. So that really needs to be on record to show that we are getting some benefit from him doing that. Plus, we are rent, aren't we? Don't we have some trailers that are being put on the property at the ranch that are were storage fee for? And his is still out there on number 5.
Right.
And so, you know, that needs to be on there also. So.
Well, I know we've got one or two or three storage trailers. I don't know if they're paying anything or if they're just...
Well, we discussed it.
Them out there.
So
you have a $50.
Are you getting money collected from Johnson on his water?
Not yet. No, that's
so
some of the things that
you some time ago
right.
With that figure.
Right.
And so he should be paying a monthly fee.
Right. And then we've got this other hookup that we've got. I mean, that's...
Alerts.
It's all gray for me right now on what we're doing with that situation because But now that I know that I can go back to previous years and see what happened, that will become more clear.
No, but Rob didn't hook up until last fall. His is new. And you and Ellert's just barely hooked up.
Yeah, Ellert's just barely hooked up. In fact, I thought I sent you guys the pictures on that.
But I sent you a copy of that contract. Mm-hmm. Well, and then Ole has the original contracts, I guess, if you don't have them.
Yeah. Those records, I think, are not in my file.
No, I'm pretty sure I gave them to him because I thought that it was going to be his responsibility to keep track
right.
of all that stuff.
Right.
I gave him all the fish records, the gravel pit records.
Right, and the water records. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I didn't need
to. I think we got quite a bit accomplished. Okay. Over quite a bit of stuff.
Yep. Hey, just finding that fuel.
Yeah, that was a big
problem. But what we need to do now is set up a budget for next year before we go into this other meeting. Yeah.
Okay, I have one other question. The horse tack and feed, that $7,000 that's in there, okay, that was feed, right, for the horses?
Yes,
okay,
feed
now,
and salt lake, things like
okay.
that.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not for the cows, it's for the horses.
Horse tack and feed, yes.
That was always... gift money.
This is essentially what we're using to subsidize the horse rides at the price that...
Most of this 6-9 went on at the beginning of the year.
That we've set. Yep. Which I personally think that we should... If we're going to do horse rides, I personally think that we shouldn't be paying any money. We should consider that a contract. And if he wants to charge members $500, whatever... That's price.
If you look at the budget,
be subsidized.
If you look at the budget we done up, you know, just a worksheet budget for this year, income, horse rides, zero. And you go down to livestock expenses, horse tack, feed, zero.
We've got on this horse tack and feed, most of this was done at the beginning of the year, and then we set up a horse account, and I took... I think $4,500 is on your out and put it into the horse account. And I assumed that account would be used, and it hasn't been.
So that balance is still...
It's the same. There was a little bit used at the beginning, and that was it. It's not been touched. I put $4,500 into that account, and it's down to $4,439. So... and some of that went to...
Which account are you looking at?
It's account number 5112451.
It's not a value in there. It's an account as you ask.
So I know...
The balance should be under 5113451.
I know Ole is planning on using that. At the last meeting, he was asking about that money.
Well, he's got a checkbook for that, but I haven't seen anything go in or go out. And there again, paper trail, you know, to show how this works. But the amount that's on this budget... versus actual, most of that was spent at the beginning of the year. Some of it has come in for things that were gotten out here at Button Feed and things like that. That went out of there. So
Button Feed?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Sorry. Put
our name on there. Crosby's Home and Farm. Okay. 5061130, the one that has this almost 7,000 in it. What is that one?
That's the same account.
So that's a capital improvement, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, that's the one that was set up before I took over.
Yes, so
that's the capital improvement account.
Yeah, okay. Capital improvement. Okay, and then the account 5113055.
That's the house. That's the money that came in as donations to build the ranch house.
Yes, that's horse.
Yeah.
And the 4,500, 44, whatever that amount is, the horse.
This is the house.
Okay. All right. Going back on this budget then for what time is it?
Horses.
Ten.
All right. Let's do this real fast.
69,17. Yeah, that was savings, right?
Yeah. But capital improvement. So, I don't know, do you want to do this now or should we do it at the very end of the board meeting? Go down through these numbers here real quick for next year.
What would be proper way
maybe
to do
should,
it?
Yeah, we should be starting that. Okay. We can do it because we've got it on the agenda at the very end, and I you've got a suggestion.
Finalize and approve the budget.
Taylor and I've got a suggestion, but
okay.
Hardly, you know, vague is the good worksheet.
I've never heard you do anything but vague.
Okay. Did anybody see where I laid those injections on the phone numbers and things for the call?
It's right here through March.
Okay. Excellent.
Do you have the codes to do the record? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. If not, I can go out to the car and get them down on the laptop.
On the bottom of your budget, that where the